This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I'm so glad you decided to spend the next hour with me. My promise to you is that if you take action on the information we provide each week, you will transform your health and your life. Before I introduce my guest for today's show, I want to invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and get our free ebook, Do You Wish Your Kids Ate Better? It's packed with quick and easy ideas for making any mealtime fun and healthy. We've got another great show for you today, so grab a pen and paper and your favorite beverage, and let's get started. My guest today is certified raw food chef Joanne Rea. After experiencing a health challenge with systematic candida, she developed a deep passion for raw foods, which supported and helped her journey back to health. While on her health journey, she found that eating raw foods filled her with so much energy and vitality that she felt deeply compelled to share her passion and its benefits with others. Through her company, Raw Joe, Joanne teaches people how to incorporate raw foods into their lifestyle using simple, elegant recipes that are delicious, easy to prepare, and ready to take on the go. Her ability to make raw food preparation fun and easy has her clients calling her the Giada De Laurentiis of raw foods. I'm so excited to have Joanne on today's show, and I'm really looking forward to learning how raw foods can become a bigger part of my family's lifestyle, and I hope you are too. Welcome, Joanne.
Thank you. Thank you for that introduction.
This is a topic that I'm really excited to talk about. I know just a little bit, and I'm so excited to learn from you and have you just share some of the things you know. And I want to start our conversation by having you just talk a little bit more about your background and what it means to be a raw food chef and teacher.
Okay, well, many years ago, I just started cooking. I just enjoyed cooking food, parties, holidays and events like that. And then it wasn't sometime later, about 7 years ago, I developed that health challenge, systemic candida, and I started working with a naturopath, and I was introduced to juices and smoothies and noticed along this health path to recovering from a systemic candida that I started to feel really fabulous, a lot of energy, and then even after I was healed, I just wanted to continue on that path. And so it includes a lot of, I just did a lot of fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, to make these really interesting, delicious, elegant, and simple meals and food. And as a raw food teacher and chef, I want to pass that on to my clients so they can have the same feeling, tasty, delicious, simple to prepare meals that are healthy for you too at the same time.
I love that. Most people often switch what they're doing because they've had a health challenge. And the thing I love about the conversations that we're having with our guests and you know, conversations with people like yourself is that we can help people understand some of the steps they can take, hopefully before they get into some of those health challenges.
Yes.
It's not hard. It's just understanding some of the basics.
Exactly. That's how I feel, too. From what the experience that I went through, I want to prevent others from having to go through that and, you know, be able to start on a healthy path.
So you talked about a couple of the things that you that impacted your health and you felt better from eating raw foods. But what are some of the big benefits and some of the other things that people can experience from following a raw food lifestyle?
Well, increased energy and stamina, those are the two biggies, the big ones. Also, I just like the idea that it's just so simple. Less time in the kitchen, you're getting a nutritional meal. You spend more, be able to spend more time doing the things that mean more to you, family, friends, that sort of thing. Another big thing I noticed was soft, clear skin, which we all love to have. mental clarity. I found myself sleeping better. Oftentimes after 6 hours of sleep, I wake up naturally. I don't need an alarm. Just an overall good, clear, vibrant kind of feel. Those are some of the things that I experienced.
And I can't imagine there's anyone listening that wouldn't like to have more mental clarity, sleep better, have more energy, and like you say, all women especially
yes.
want their skin to look younger and healthier. So it sounds like it's a winning combination. But you said that less time in the kitchen, I would think that people might think that cooking with raw foods or working with raw foods is going to be a lot more than just picking something, kind of a grab and go. Can you talk about that?
Oh, yes. When you're grabbing, even if you're going into your local market or natural health food store or what have you, grabbing some fruit and vegetables, taking it home, typically we're going to chop and dice and then we have to put it in the pan and all of that. But with this, you can take your vegetables and just slice and dice and throw together a very nutritional salad above and beyond just a garden salad by adding some seeds on top. And another example is how quick and easy it is to make a smoothie these days. Everybody's having smoothies. So you just take your greens, some fruit, put on the blender, and it's all ready to go. So it really is quick. There are some other things, too, quick desserts that can be done in a food processor, just throwing the ingredients in and putting the food processor on and just shaping it into, like, for instance, a truffle would be the truffle balls, whereas baking a pie or something like this takes a long time, a lot more time. So that's where I get into the simple, elegant. It can look nice, taste nice, be good for you, and less time in the kitchen.
Which is a winning combination.
Oh, yes. Very busy lifestyle today.
It is. Can almost anyone benefit from including more raw foods in their diet, no matter what age and stage they're at?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Whether you're a child or whether you're retired or in your senior years or anywhere in between, just having more greens, having more salads, incorporating more healthier drinks such as the smoothies. Anybody can notice the difference regardless of where you are.
You know, one of the things I love to ask my guests is what motivates them to live healthy and to share their message about healthy living with others. We call it your big why. So what is your big why and how has it motivated you to live a healthier life?
Well, my big why was after I was healed from my health issue, periodically I would have, say, cooked food, or maybe I'd have a piece of cheese here and there. So I would notice how I felt after having that, and it brought me back to how my body felt before I was healed. I currently eat 80% of my food is raw. The rest is not raw, so I'm not 100%. But when you go back to eating something that didn't make you feel so good and uncomfortable, it motivates you to want to stay raw and as much as you can. And you just notice how much clarity, energy, some of these cooked foods really can weigh you down. So that's my big, it's like a little barometer I have that keeps me on track.
So you said you eat 80% of your
yes.
food is raw. So what kind of things do you add to your diet, just to give people an idea of how they can kind of balance it? Because people may say, I can't eat 100% raw food. And I know I like things hot and cooked and that.
Right.
So how do you balance that? Kind of what would your diet look like?
Well, For instance, in the morning, I always have 1 liter of a green smoothie. So once again, a cup of greens, a cup of fruit, a couple of bananas, ice, a little water, whip it up. And that holds me over all morning because it is a liter. But a person can start in by having just a small glass and work up to that. Then lunch would be a big salad of not just vegetables, but like I said earlier, nuts, seeds. You can even put a little guacamole in there, a pate. And pates that I make have nuts and vegetables and seasonings in them or fresh herbs, and you just whip those up mix those up in a food processor, put that on the salad, and it really, it's delicious. And then another meal that I would have for dinner, one of my favorites, is making spiralized zucchini with the spiralizer, so it comes out really thin, and then I either put a pesto on it and let it sit there for about, I don't know, 10 minutes, or I might drizzle it with olive oil, maybe throw in some fresh basil or some herbs, and then from there you can add chopped tomato or even soaked sun-dried tomatoes. You can do so much from that point, but it's like having a real Italian meal. It's delicious. You can flavor it any way you want. And dessert, I don't usually have dessert every night, but occasionally we like to do that. So dessert can be truffles that I've spoken of. There's many different ways, different dried fruit that you would mix with different nuts, and it forms a ball pretty easily, and you can flavor it with different flavorings like vanilla. Then there's pies. Those are another easy thing to do with coconut oil and cashews. That would be the filling that gets mixed together in a Vitamix, and it looks very creamy, just like the cheesecake you see in the restaurants and in the stores. And then it just goes into the refrigerator to firm up. So that's the desserts, but usually if I have a big enough dinner with that, the zucchini pasta and a nice salad, or sometimes I'll make a smoothie to have with that as well. That's a full 100% day raw, but doing less of that is easy. Just have a smoothie with a meal if you'd like, or maybe have a salad that isn't just a garden salad. Make it a nice, healthy salad. There's a lot out there that you can do.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was on a cruise recently, and when you talk about dessert, because a couple of our Canadian friends, and we tend to see more of it with people from Europe, for dessert, they go with the dried fruit or the fruit and cheese platter for dessert versus the chocolate truffles and all the heavy
right.
cheesecakes and that. So it just really reminded me of how different people are. And I actually saw someone do a cooking demonstration not too long ago for raw food, and she had the thing that the spiralizer, some
yes.
of those tongue-twisting words.
Yes.
And I loved watching her do it. And when she put it on a plate, it's really hard to tell, unless you really look at it, know that it's not pasta. You can, you know, blanch it real quick if you want, just to
right.
get it warm, but it, she doesn't do anything hot. She does everything totally, you know, not heated at all, but I love the way it looked, and it really tasted good. It really opened my eyes to how good raw food can taste, that you don't have to have what we think is a traditional plated meal.
Exactly. Oh, that's so true, and in regard to the nuts and the dried fruit, that's a great staple to have as a snack or incorporate to anything. I mean, it's so easy to grab nuts and dried fruit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're going to go ahead and take a short break. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about some of the biggest challenges people encounter when they start eating a raw food diet and then some of the things that they can do to get started. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley. Today we're talking with Joanne Rea with Raw Joe, and we're talking about raw foods and really trying to bust some of the myths people have about how to do it and that it's all or nothing. And on break, Joanne and I were talking a little bit about nuts and seeds, and I'd love you to share a little bit more about how do people know how to get started with nuts and seeds? Because that's a big category. So what would you recommend are some ways for people to start using that in their food and get familiar with what the options are?
Oh, well, some of the more popular ones, the almonds, the walnuts, the cashews, the pecans, they all have their own little unique nutritional profile. So it's good to kind of rotate them a bit. And then with the fruit, the dried fruit, there's so much out there. I mostly do raisins and dried cranberries. But with the fruit and the nuts, I also add seeds because seeds have another whole arena of nutrients. So each seeds, fruits, and nuts, when you take them separately, they're different. When you put them together, you get a powerhouse of nutrition. So if you can rotate them, a typical one I do is walnuts, almonds, raisins, sunflower seeds, and pumpkin seeds. I just take a little bit of each, or you can measure it out, or you could just eyeball it into a container and take it to wherever you need to go, work or out for a walk or on a trip. It's just it's an easy food to satisfy you.
I love how you say it's a powerhouse of nutrition when you get the combinations. And I know I've been guilty of it. We tend to get our favorite foods, so we don't probably eat as much variety. But from what you're saying, it's really important to get that variety so we're getting different nutrients and, getting different things for our body. I would remind people, though, if they're using raisins and dried cranberries, to really pay attention to the quantity they're eating, because it's really easy to eat a large helping of those and get a lot of that sugar that they really don't need, even though it's natural to get, they're getting a lot of sugar. So really making sure they're using it as a complement and not as the main portion of the serving.
Yes. On that note, I was also going to suggest, also the nuts, they do have, it's a good natural fat, but they still have a certain amount of fat in them. And that's something to also be mindful of as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So can you tell us, what are some of the biggest challenges that you've seen people encounter when they're, when they're thinking about eating a raw food diet? What are some of the kind of things they say or some of the things they think about or fear that maybe aren't true? And then what are some of the hardest things, what are some of the things they have to go through to get started?
The biggest thing is to stay with it, to continue. So if you're going to be going on this quest to do it for 50% of the time, as an example, versus maybe just adding a smoothie and maybe a really good healthy salad with the nuts and seeds, you may have trouble, or it may be difficult to stay with it. Maybe the rest of the family isn't involved in it as much as you are, so you're not getting a lot of encouragement. So I find that's a big thing, and I think that if you have a friend or a group of friends or you join a meetup where people are doing a similar thing, that can be helpful. As far as some of the other things, I mean, there can be some, like when you start on raw food, and if you've been eating a lot of, if somebody's on a a diet where it's, say, basically meat and potatoes, their body's going to detox a little bit, and everybody will have symptoms that are different from another. It might be something, it could be a headache, it could be a digestive discomfort. And that's just a sign that, well, maybe do a little less and slowly work into it. So those are some of the things that I would say.
I know when I told you I saw a raw food cooking demonstration, and she served dinner, and it tasted amazing. But afterwards, it's interesting you say that, because my stomach bothered me.
Right.
And here I know I'm eating all, like, everything I ate was all natural, healthy, but yet I felt it physically.
Mm-hmm.
So how does someone get, how do they get started? Is there a, it's probably not a formula that says you should start with 10%, 15%, whatever it is, but is there some way they can start, or some foods that are easier for their system when they're
right.
getting started?
Yes. I would say the smoothies, I keep going back to these green smoothies, but they're just amazing. You know, even if you just start off with one cup a day, as far as other foods, I mean, the nuts and the seeds are going to be heavy, and they might weigh you down, but the fruits and vegetables, they're going to go through you a little bit quicker, so they might have a little bit more of a cleansing kind of thing going on. So I would say start off with just a small serving of whatever raw food you want to include in your diet, and then kind of go from there. You can add a little bit more. I think if you start out slow, you can just see how your body feels, and if it's okay, then you can incorporate more.
No, that makes perfect sense. So just really listen to their body as they're getting started. How do you feel? And then adjust, because it sounds like any addition you make is going to help your body, so you don't have to do, it's not an all or nothing approach.
Right.
Every little bit you get is going to make a difference.
Absolutely. And also, the listeners should also remember that this food is so nutrient dense and so filled with nutrients, and so you're going to get filled up quicker with one bite versus a bowl of some other kind of cooked food. It's just the nature of it.
And that's where it's really important, too, as you're eating it, to really eat mindfully. And it's one thing we teach in our Eat Great Live Well program, is to really eat mindfully, to take slow bites, to really enjoy the meal, enjoy the people that you're with, and not rush through it, so that you can really let your body digest it
and
absorb the nutrients.
Yes, I'm the last one to finish eating at the table every time.
So that could actually be a challenge we could put out to people, is, you know, eat slow enough and at least once or twice a week be the last person at the table to finish your meal. It's
right.
not, you know, don't be the first, and slow it down so you're kind of aware of that, because people tend to model the pace at which the others at the table are eating. Some of the questions I used to ask people when I was doing my one-on-one coaching is, are you a fast, slow, or moderate eater? And people would say, oh, I eat really slow. So I talk about the other people at the table, and it never failed. Their spouse was almost was one of the fastest eaters. And we talk about modeling that, and they say, oh, I guess I really do eat faster than I thought. And when you eat faster, your body doesn't absorb the nutrients and process the food the same way. And I don't think people realize that.
Oh, very, very true, because it's going down there so fast. And that means that you're not chewing it in your mouth, and that's where the enzyme action is occurring in there.
So we can put that challenge out to people. You know, I think a lot of people really equate a raw food diet with eating fruits and vegetables just like coming fresh out of the garden. You know, I've heard people say it's almost like, you know, just chewing on carrots or eating raw broccoli. So, but it's so much more than that, isn't it?
Oh, it is. With a lot of the foods that I make, and they don't have to be all of the desserts. I do sometimes talk a lot about the desserts, but there's some really great things. I've made a zucchini layered lasagna that had pesto, and I used walnuts to make it look like it might be similar to a meat sauce. and it also had tomato. I think I said that tomato pesto. But it's just you can do these things so easily. It's really much easier than even the regular lasagna, and it looks beautiful. It's appealing, tastes good. And when food is like that, you're apt to want to go back for more and want to try something else, and it's a really great way to be. So, no, it's not about just grabbing a carrot and chewing on it. When you go into the market, you can see all the colors of the rainbow in the produce, so there's so much to try out there. Pick out something new that you've never tried before and incorporate it into a meal. It might be best to find a piece of produce that you never tried and just chop or slice a little bit and put it in a salad and see how you like that.
Mm-hmm. And that's a great activity you can do with the kids when you're shopping, mm-hmm. especially when they're younger and they're learning about colors and shapes and sizes. Get them to pick out something new at the store each time you shop, and then try it. Everybody taste it, experience it, because the kids need to be exposed to that. We had vegetable lasagna a week or so ago with the grandkids, and our four-year-old, he had two helpings of it, and most people would say, they're not going to eat that, but he loved it. But it's because his mom exposes him to that. That's what they're used to eating. And kids
right.
need to oftentimes see something 10, 12 times before they actually will eat it. They need to see it. They need to taste it. And it could be they don't like it because of the texture, the smell, you know, whether it's hot or cold. So the more ways we can expose our kids to the vegetables and to the raw food in what they're doing, just the better it's going to be for them. And the more likely they are to try it, especially if they help pick it out at the store.
Oh, absolutely. And even though some of them may be young, you can give them a little bowl and say, okay, put this in the salad. And they're just putting it in, but they're getting involved in the process. So as they get older, they can start to do more tasks with mom and dad to learn how to create these wonderful, colorful meals.
Absolutely. We need to take another quick break. When we come back, I want to have you talk a little bit about your nutritional lifestyle transition program, and we want to continue this conversation. So stay tuned. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com. That's managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley. Today we're talking with Joanne Rea with Raw Joe. And before the break, we were talking about raw fruits and vegetables, how they fit into a raw diet, and then also shopping and getting your kids involved in eating healthier. And I want to ask you, Joanne, because one of the things people always say is, I'm on a tight budget. Isn't raw food more expensive? So, and I know you've got some great tips and some things to share on that. So I'd love to have you share those with us.
So one of the first things that a lot of people see around is buy locally. When you're buying your produce closer to home, it's going to be cheaper because obviously it doesn't have to get shipped. And for those of us that live in a lot of those cold weather climates, it may be a little bit of a challenge, but I'm finding that even my local farmers market still continues to have greenhouses full of produce, and they're extending it out throughout the winter, which is really amazing. So buy locally is a big one, and it will last longer because it's fresher. Farmers markets, that's another local place. Even just going to your local farm stand, and you can get a lower price if you actually pick the produce, if you have time. There's something called a CSA, Community Supported Agriculture, where you receive a box of produce every week depending on what they're growing and what's ready to be picked. And food co-ops, there's a lot of them throughout the country that you can join, and you can be a member without volunteering your time and receive a discount on food, including perishables. And, of course, another one is I get a lot of my nuts and seeds in bulk online. I just go to Amazon. There's another one called nutsonline.com. Nuts.com, not Nuts Online. And then the last one I'm going to mention, I don't use wholesale clubs, mostly because the product quality is lower and the food's traveled from far away usually. And so it's not going to last longer. It's not fresher. Yes, it has a good price, but I try to stay away from them just because of that reason. But yeah, those are some of the ways that you can do that.
And, you know, I also making sure that when you're planning your meals and you're doing your planning, to do things that are in season.
Absolutely.
People tend to want to, you know, get things that aren't in season, and it costs a lot more expensive when you do that.
Right, right. And right now we have a lot of squash out there, and winter squash is appearing, at least where we are, and apples and pears, and so those are the best to be using right now.
And I love this time of year with the squash. Now, I know it's not, you know, because we bake it, but we take it and put just a little bit of fresh herbs on it and a slight bit of flavored olive oil and bake them, and they just, it's so good. It just,
yeah,
it,
yeah.
What I find is those things really take the place for me of dessert. They take care of my kind of wanting something a little bit sweet, but when food is so flavorful, it really affects your palate differently, and just it's so much more satisfying.
It is. If you have if you in your meals, if you have the different tastes going on, the savory and the sweet in the same meal, I think you're satisfied and you won't reach for a snack later on. And of course, like spicy and sour, there's all these different levels of flavors, but mm-hmm. If you incorporate a little sweetness, I think I agree with that. Absolutely, you feel so satisfied with it.
I think oftentimes when people cook, they tend to stay with similar flavors and they don't get that expanded palate. And when you do that, it just, again, it doesn't give you as much satisfaction. So that's something I challenge people to do, is really pay attention to how flavorful their food is and what kind of different flavors they can introduce.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's a great challenge for them to do.
I'd love to have you talk just a little bit about your nutritional lifestyle transition program. And it's different from raw food books and other raw food meal plans that provide a one-size-fits-all approach. So why is a personalized approach so important?
Well, because we're all different, and we all have different issues going on. Some people may have health issues, some not. Maybe we are looking to enhance our lifestyle a little bit. But personalize and customize, I customize the recipes so that they're based on that person's health and lifestyle needs. So it starts off with an assessment, and then I offer a 2-hour time period where we're preparing foods. And so this can be done in the home, or it can be just done online. I have an e-book that goes out as well. But as far as why it's so different, it's going to create the transformation that they need, that they're looking for, of a new lifestyle that serves and supports their body best. And that's really what it's all about. Eating foods that are good for you may not be good for the next person. So that's what we try to identify. And that way they can have improved health, and you can also reduce getting sick all the time. If you're not eating a healthy diet, maybe your immunity might be down, and maybe you're more susceptible to those seasonal colds more often. So it's always good to get a good plan in place for what's best for you.
So how do you get started if you get someone that just says, I don't do vegetables? Have you ever had that happen?
I haven't. That would be a challenge if there were no vegetables at all, or if they're more on a mainstream kind of diet or way of eating, maybe that this program wouldn't be the best fit for them. So it may not be the exact fit for everybody out there. But because it's hard to put together a plan if you don't have vegetables.
Yeah, I know people that just don't like vegetables. Do you have any suggestions for people like that, or some vegetables that might be easy for them to try that most people like? I think sometimes we say we don't, you know, I don't do vegetables, and they've tried 2 or 3 and they don't like them, so they say they don't do vegetables and they stay away from them. But I think there are some that may be good places to start. Do you have any suggestions on that?
Yes, that's true. Especially with the color green, I find that green beans are popular. Of course, you know, the salad. Maybe a person's been using iceberg lettuce. Well, maybe we can encourage them to try maybe a butter lettuce or something a little bit darker, like a romaine. And with that, with the salads, I keep going back to salads, but you can flavor them any way you want to your liking with the dressing or with the other vegetables. I brought up green beans just because a cooked meal that I make, even though this is a raw food talk, is green beans that are sautéed with shallots and a little olive oil, and it's as simple as that. They're just really delicious. So sometimes they just need to have the right flavor combinations in order to eat the vegetable and realize, hey, this tastes good. Oftentimes people don't, not everybody loves broccoli. Once again, you could throw a little sautéed garlic, or if you're doing raw, you could just create some kind of garlic dressing to drizzle over it. Those are just a few. I mean, the rainbow of vegetables is huge. What you mentioned about the squash, that's a great idea for people that need vegetables and want to try maybe a more of a sweet vegetable like the squashes and the root
mm-hmm.
vegetables.
So you mentioned garlic dressing. What is that made of? That sounds good.
Just minced garlic. I put it through a garlic press. Olive oil, lemon juice, or the vinegar of your choice. I usually use apple cider. And in the past, I've included a little bit of Dijon mustard. I love that. And if you wanted to use lemon, you could. That's what it is. It's just minced up garlic versus, I call it garlic dressing only because there's garlic in it. And if you're a real garlic lover, well, you could use more than you really need to use and have garlic breath with your friend.
You know, my husband's mom always used Dijon mustard in her cooking. That was kind of her secret sauce. She used that in her breakfast casserole. She used that with potatoes. She used it in a lot of recipes, and it just gave it a little tang of flavor. It doesn't take a lot, but it just really,
right.
amped up the taste.
Exactly. Yeah. It does. That's great.
Yeah, and I think the combination in how you cook foods makes, you know, if you're cooking them, and I know it's cooking isn't considered raw, but I think they can start with just trying new ones and doing a combination. Like you said, you do 80% raw, but just doing that combination. Mm-hmm. My father-in-law was here visiting, and we had Brussels sprouts, but they have walnuts in them. They're sautéed in light flavored olive oil, and they have of walnuts and dried cranberries, and just there, it's really good. And we told Mike's sister, and she said, but he won't eat those, and he loved them. So I think it's really the combination of foods that we put together.
Oh, I agree. I love Brussels sprouts, and they're not raw, but when I make them, it's a caramelized chestnuts and Brussels sprouts. And it's caramelized. I think there's a little bit of sweetener in there. There must be. But it's delicious. What you just mentioned sounds wonderful because you have the dried fruit in there, too.
It is. It is. Well, we'll be sure to share the recipe. We're going to go ahead and take our final break. And when we come back, I want to talk about how people can fit a raw food diet into their busy schedule. And I have a few more things I want to have you share. So this is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley. Today we're talking with Joanne Rea with Raw Joe, and we've been talking about raw foods and busting some of the myths and talking about how easy it is for you to get started. It's not an all-or-nothing approach, which is what I love about the way Joanne approaches this. You can really fit it into your lifestyle. You know, Joanne, I know you've worked with a lot of people, and I'd love to hear some of the big ahas that people discover when they shift to eating more raw foods.
Well, the first one is that the variety of food and colors that they see in their meals and in the different recipes that they try, they never get bored because there's just so much to choose from out there between the produce and the nuts and that sort of thing. Another thing is when they start to have any of these raw food meals, they're remembering how they felt when they had maybe a cooked food or maybe a cooked food that really wasn't good for them, didn't make them feel so good. But when they're eating something similar, a similar type of food that is made raw, they feel great, and they don't have any digestive issues, and they like how they're feeling. Those are two big ones that I've noticed people just the feeling the energized, going back to the benefits of raw food, they feel energized and they have that clarity.
I love that. Do you ever get anyone who comes back and said, I had no idea how powerful this can be?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have. They do come back, and they're just so amazed and so happy about it. They want to do more, and they do keep coming back.
Probably like what you experienced when you started eating that way, and then you ate some things that weren't as healthy. You really feel it in your body. So probably once you I think one of the challenges today is people don't really realize how good they can feel.
Oh, absolutely. You can feel better than you already feel now. Mm-hmm. Very true.
I think a lot of people accept the way they feel is just the way it is until they start to shift how they eat and how they take care of their body, and all of a sudden it's like, wow, I've got so much more energy, I'm sleeping better,
right.
You know, all those things that you talked about, that mental clarity, more energy, and once you start to see it, that to me is kind of what would cause people to want to do more of it once they start to see that. Can they start that to see that pretty quickly once they make the shift?
I think so. I've seen people see a change just by having that one green smoothie every morning, and that's just one smoothie. So the more you add, the more you're going to really notice as far as how you feel. Mm, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So how can people fit raw food into our already busy or active lifestyle? How can someone follow a raw food lifestyle when they're constantly on the go and really don't have a lot of time or have any extra time?
It's all about preparation, which does require just a little bit of time. So I always suggest that people the night before think about the upcoming day, whether it's making a salad, whether it's maybe chopping up the fruit that you're going to need for your green smoothie and cleaning the leaves, and just have that all ready to go in a container in your refrigerator. So that way, it takes minutes to make the smoothie. You grab the salad. Maybe you already made your trail mix, and it's in a container as well, or a little baggie. Those are just a few ideas, preparation. And part of preparation is making sure you have all those ingredients in your home. If something's missing to make the salad, then the chances are you're not going to be having a salad to take wherever you need to go. So those are some of the things, that preparation. There are some foods that are ready to go that are raw out there. We all know about the salad bars and that sort of thing, but I'm talking about packaged food that might have some good nutrients, like those. They have these raw food bars out there, but they will be pricey. So you're giving up paying the higher price for the time, and vice versa. If you have the time to prepare, then you will be in good shape, and you'll be more successful.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, something else, I know someone who actually provides, like she's got a concierge service, but she'll come in and help people do whatever they need done. And she'll come in for 2 hours, and I've had people do this once a week. They have her come in for 2 hours and prepare all of her food for the week, do all of her chopping,
right,
and put everything in little baggies so it's all ready to go. It's a great, as I was sitting here thinking about that, it's also a great something to add to a chore list for a teenager. Have them spend an hour on Sunday afternoon getting the food ready, and they can earn their allowance. They may not like me saying that, but it's a great way to get them active and involved and see what goes into it. And if you're going to pay them an allowance, they're going to do something anyway. What better way to do it than, you know, something that's going to get you all healthier?
Oh, I like that idea. That is actually something I never thought of. And I'm not familiar with somebody coming in just to do shopping, but I imagine it's this concierge idea. That's really great. I like that a lot. And that's a great solution for people that are really, really busy.
Yeah, she's got a business that's called Errands and Beyond, and what she does is she goes in and offers different services, but one of them is she'll come in, and she's got a lot of requests, so she'll come in for an hour or two and help prep the food for the week, and people that have done it just love it, and then there's no excuse, it's all ready to get up and go. So there's a lot of different ways, so I would challenge people if they say they don't have time, look for other options that might work. So what would be a first step that someone can take to start, like, what would be a couple of foods that when they go to the grocery store this week, you say, pick up so that you can try them and start, you know, eating a few more raw items?
I would pick up some romaine lettuce, baby spinach, or kale. So the romaine lettuce would be for the salad. Baby spinach and kale would be for the smoothie, and pick up some fruit. I don't whatever is in season in your area, you would pick up the freshest fruit for the smoothie. See what's coming from the farms as far as produce. I know we've spoke about this already, but finding whether it be the squashes or maybe you're catching the tail end of the tomatoes. But I would focus on greens because I think most of us don't have enough greens anyway. So grab a couple of extra green vegetables, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm. And just, you know, as we wind down our conversation, I know you've got some recipes, but what are some good sources for people to find some recipes for raw foods or to get some ideas and inspiration?
There are so many, but I usually do a Google search on raw food recipes, and you will come up with so much. There's so many people out there and so many websites with some really fantastic recipes. One website is a friend of mine who I actually trained me, and her website is uncooking101.com, and that's
okay.
A really and she also has recipes that are simple and easy, as well as some that are more involved, but a lot of simple and easy recipes. There's also a website that is like an educational website. I believe it's rawfood.com. And so I think depending on the person's taste and what flavor, what they're looking for, they can see if they can find something.
Absolutely, and that's a great way. Those are just a couple of great sources for them to get started. You've shared a lot with our listeners today about raw food and starting to eat healthier. Can you tell me how they can get in touch with you if they want to learn more?
If they go to rawjoe.com.
Perfect. And what we will do is we will put a link to that on our Eat Great, Live Well radio page so that they can get a hold of you. And can you give our listeners just one action item that they can implement in the next week to start eating healthier and creating a healthy future for themselves and those they love?
Have a green smoothie every morning with your family.
That's I love that. We started our conversation with green smoothies, and we're going to end our conversation with green smoothies. But
yes.
They really do. They are a great way to get a lot more nutrients and get a taste. And the thing that I was always amazed when I started drinking them was the color is very different from what the taste is.
Oh, I know. You can make them as sweet or not so sweet as you want. It's very nice.
It is. And I want to thank you for your time today and sharing and really kind of busting some of the myths that it's all or nothing, some of the ways that people can get started, because I think this topic can be a little bit overwhelming, but based on our conversation, I think people can get started and really simplify it. So thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed speaking with you about this topic. It was very exciting. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. So until next week, remember that even small changes can make a positive difference in your health and your life. Healthy choices that you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourselves and your family. Be sure to join me each week as we have a conversation on how to build a healthier relationship with food together. Be sure to go to our eatgreatlivewellradio.com page and be part of the conversation. Link on our Facebook link so that you can join our conversation and really tell us what you want to hear more about so we can bring you those conversations each week. So have a great week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.